Coach, would you say this was a four-quarter football win for your team today?
Yeah, I think so. I think really all three phases. I think that's the one thing that stands out to me. I thought, you know, maybe the play of the game was Sawyer and the kickoff return team after we, you know, did not do a good job of talking and communicating and lining up correctly and gave up an explosive play. We got momentum right back on our sideline. I think anytime you go 92 yards and, you know, that's Sawyer. Like he can outrun some angles at the end and put the ball in the end zone. And then after that, I felt like, you know, the juice just stayed on our momentum, stayed on our sideline the rest of the time. And to your point, played a ton of guys. And I thought guys up and down our roster played pretty well, you know, especially in the fourth quarter. That was good to see. So excited to, you know, some of those guys that work in the dark, you know, that nobody gets to see, to be able to get those guys out on the field and for those guys to be able to show that they can live up to the standard was pretty cool.
Yeah, I thought the fourth quarter, your defense, especially on the defensive side, you had some hungry, you had that JYD mentality out there. Maybe throw a couple names before you see film that you were impressed with later in the game.
I thought Brody Thornton showed up a few times off of it. I thought Wyatt Kuhn showed up a few times off of it, a kid from New Salem, North Dakota, that, you know, I was just talking to our DT's coach, and he's like, hey, man, there's a good play in there that you'll see here on film that he watched. Thought some of our linebackers, obviously, you look at what John Butch did on special teams, and then, you know, I thought a number of those guys, Ethan Bull was around the football a number of times too as well, and ran down some. I thought their quarterbacks were athletic guys. Like, they can make plays with their feet and get to the, you saw it early on, the guy, you know, squirts out of a hole that we vacated on a pressure and gets a first down. So I just think, you know, we're trying to continue to build the depth of our team and to be able to get those guys some experience in the call, some actual, you know, game experience, and they can make some mistakes and grow from it. Like, that's how you get better.
Defensively, going into the bye week, you know, new system for the guys, new for you as the head coach and D coordinator. How's it going?
Well, the system's not new to me. Our coach,
it looks like it sometimes.
Okay, I'm done.
My birthday present to you, buddy.
Yeah. Our coaches do a great job. I mean, they just pour into these guys. They take it personally if their guys are not, you know, performing to the standard. And I think that rubs off into their rooms too as well. We got a lot of, you know, starving assistant coaches that have a lot of pride in their positions on both sides of the ball and on special teams. And I think that rubs off to our players too as well. There's a genuine, you know, connection between the coach and the player, and they feel like they're letting, you know, their coach down if they don't go out there and do their job, you know, and that's what this is all about. We're all, you know, in this together, but when you have those types of relationships, I think there's there's a lot of care factor into what we're doing, but yeah, I think, you know, a number of guys out there playing well and playing consistent, and that's what it's about. And I think, you know, our guys are getting more settled in. I mean, it's reps. Reps build confidence. Like I said before, like when we first installed this, we put a lot on our guys early because we wanted them to gain knowledge and mistakes in the calls, you know, so that they could figure those things out and then start to learn from those mistakes. Like there's a linear teaching process that goes into this. And some people, I hear it all the time, like, hey, you know, just keep it simple and, you know, let your guys play fast. Well, you got to do some things and teach guys, and sometimes it's difficult because those guys that say that, then they don't have answers for things and make adjustments as the game goes along. So when you push guys, you know, to have some intelligence and to learn these things, now you have answers, you know what I mean, when the game shows up. And I think that to me is how I've always done it. We're gonna push the envelope as far as, you know, some of the scheme things that we want our guys to play fast, but I also want to have answers for things too, as well as we're going through the season, and make sure that we put our guys in positions to be able to be successful. And our guys have done a great job. I mean, they've dug in since day one. They've learned it, and they've, you know, I think steadily, you know, in my opinion, have gotten better and better and better as the you know, the calendar's gone along here up to this point.
Offensively, it's like you told Coach Frickte tonight, hey, I want a balanced offense. And boy, those passing yards to rushing yards are about spot on tonight. You got to love an offense that can be as balanced as that.
Isaac does a great job of that. I think he just has a sixth sense of, you know, understanding just, you know, where the you know, the spots are to be able to take those shots and take those chances. And thought we left a couple on the field. You know, there was a play that we had Verts, you know, and had an opportunity to as well to be able to make another explosive play. But yeah, I think that's what this is all about. It's not only, you know, being able to really attack and take what the defense gives you. I've said that before. I think all great offenses, defenses are going to try to take something away from you, and you have to be dynamic enough to be able to go to the next thing and make people pay for, you know, what they're doing schematically off of it. And then if they're just, you know, putting a certain number of guys in the box and you feel like, hey, like, you know, you can run the football yet, then let's go do that, you know. And I just think Isaac does a great job with that. He calls it like an offensive lineman. I've said that before. He's got some nasty to him. He's very, very competitive. And I think our guys, you know, love him for that. Like they want to play for a guy that, you know what I mean? That really, I think, has that mentality of, hey, man, we're going to take your will. Like, this is how we're going to win football games. And you know, I think it rubs off onto the players too as well.
And then, you know, let's talk about the third phase special teams. Well, you couldn't ask for much more out of them tonight.
No, I don't know the last time somebody blocked two punts in a game. Had nothing to do with scheme, just a guy that's playing hard. You know, it's nothing more than, you know, there's three guys in a shield, and you have some courage and try to run through a crease in that shield and reach for as much daylight as you can and see what happens on the other side of that thing. And then to go around it on the other thing. It's another skill that we teach. And I've said this before, there's nobody that I hired on our staff that didn't have special teams experience. And I just really believe that the guys who can coach on teams and who really value teams, and, you know, our whole staff helps out Sean in some way, shape, or form. That's the best coaching. It's done on fourth down because you have the least amount of time. There's the most techniques to be able to be able to teach. You're bringing guys from both sides of the ball. We put our best guys on special teams because that's how important we want it to be. Like, if you don't do that, I feel like, you know, people will, you know, in your program will think it's not as important. And then I just think Sean does a great job. You know, I've been doing his position the last 6 years, or five out of the last 6 years, I guess. And, you know, was fortunate enough to be able to kind of get in a circle, you know, together with some of the, I thought, the best special teams coordinators in all of college football. I'm talking to the very best of the best. And, you know, I sat in those meetings and listened to Sean, you know, go word for word or whatever you want to say with those guys. And he really does a great job of having our guys prepared every single day, teaching the game a lot of rules in the kicking game. You know, you saw some of those tonight, like, you know, the swinging gay play blew up. But I mean, like, now what happens when a guy tips a ball, goes to a lineman, you know what I mean, stuff like that. So he does a great job, I think, of educating our guys too as well. And just another one of the, you know what I mean, an important piece to our family that does a great job every single week of getting our guys prepared.
You know, two losses right now, but, you know, I think we learned a lot about your football team in those two losses. And just talking to the guys, I think it can help you down the road. You know, if you could have drawn that up, other than those two losses, are you pretty happy where you're at right now going into the bye week? And is this a good time for it?
I mean, I don't know who's happy being 2-2. Yeah. Like, that's not, you know what I mean, why we do this thing. I mean, we have guys that are, like I said, like, in our rooms, you know, in our locker room, they're alphas, man. They do this because they're competitive and they want to win. And, you know, it's not, like I said, we're not doing it without integrity and class and the things that, you know, there's a right way to be able to do this. But we didn't come here, you know what I mean, just to be average, to be 2-2. And we got a lot of work to do. But I will say this, and, you know, the thing, I talked to the team the other day, and I think our team has gotten some of this, you know, the mentality that I like is as far as, like, hey, we're going to go play. Like, our schedule, we're going to go play the best teams. And, you know, you can live your life one of two ways. You can either go put your head down when there's a storm coming and say, hey, man, I'm going to run through this thing. Or you can live it in a corner and try to hide, you know, the rest of your life. And we're going to do the first part. You know, like, that's who we're going to be. We're going to continue to push the envelope and coach our guys hard and make sure that they know that they're getting developed, that, you know, there's football's a game for tough guys. That's just, you know what I mean, the nature of the sport. And we got to continue to get better yet. But I do think there's been a level of, I mean, consistency. The way we've lost some games, I really believe that if we keep putting ourselves into those types of situations, we're going to win way more of those than we're going to lose. You know, it's just, it's a deal where I really feel for, you know, we got to be able to learn from it and move forward. And it is what it is. Our record's 2-2 right now. And now we got to, you know, do a good job of continuing to improve here and grow. And like I said before, we've played in a bunch of tough environments, and those are the best opportunities to grow when you play in those places. Like, they're not, I mean, yeah, they're tough games, but they're opportunities to be able to get better. And I think it'll prepare us for what we're going to see here now, you know, the rest of October and into November.
Well, looking at the final stats, Coach, pretty even passing and rushing. Was that the game plan coming in?
Yeah, I mean, Valpo does some interesting stuff on defense where we knew we'd have to establish the run and do a good job of taking advantage of soft coverage in the pass game. And nice to see us, you know, early, you know, two drives, get on the same page, get on the same, you know, run pass ratio and do a really good job of driving the field. But yeah, it was a good game. Guys did a good job executing. Like to be a little bit cleaner, but did a nice job.
Do you keep track of that during the game? Like, ooh, we maybe should throw a little more this drive.
Yeah, I mean, I think you're always looking at how are you, you know, run to pass, you know, because obviously teams are going to be able to look at your personnels. And, you know, if you're in three wide receiver sets and you're only throwing, it's going to become pretty obvious. So, yeah, we try and do a good job of, you know, being 50-50 run pass regardless of the formation and personnel. But in game, it's a little bit harder, obviously, but we got a really good staff, communicates well, and we talk that stuff through for sure.
You know, talk a little bit about your running backs as well. Boy, pretty balanced in the number of carries again today. Is that something you're watching?
Yeah, I mean, again, we're trying to do everything we can to try and put those guys in successful positions and, again, not have too many tells in terms of what we're doing because of who's in the game. But we want to be balanced with those three. They do a really good job. Colton Brunell did a lot of really good things, too, at the end of the game. You know, we got a stable of really good ones in there. We got to keep developing them.
Do you watch that throughout the game? And then if you're in a tight game in the fourth quarter, do you go to the hot hand?
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, that would be regardless, you know, we're going to play the hot hand and use the guy who's hammering and kind of thumping their way through it. But, yeah, it's been really good for us. Gavin and Sawyer and Xavier have been really good and been consistent, got to keep it up. And like I said, Colton's done a nice job, too, so.
Yeah, talk about Sawyer's game. Boy, we saw all three phases of him today.
Yeah, he's really developed. He's done a really good job catching the football. I gave him a lot of crap, you know, through fall camp of his struggles to catch the ball. And he's answered the bell. He's done a really nice job catching the ball and then getting vertical and running. You know, even into last week, you know, he caught the ball several times in two-minute situations. And just got to get him to get out of bounds. But was really nice to see him execute and do some good things, run and pass and return, you know, so it was really good.
Yeah, Simon's got two gloves on out there now, so just visiting with him, boy, you got to like that kid. You know, wants to be part of the team, contributing, did that today.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of the plan moving forward. Not that we want to tell anybody what we're doing, but we want to work him at multiple positions and think he's an asset to our team and you know, think he's too good of an athlete to be sitting on the sideline next to me. So got to get him in the game, multiple different positions and different varieties, and keep, you know, using him to our advantage. So,
and with a player like that, you could almost, if you need a break, go out in the parking lot and just trying to draw it in the dirt, right? Yeah. Old school it.
Yeah, I mean, he does a really good job. I mean, you look at it, and we played four quarterbacks today, and Simon really early and you know, Jack really late, but it's because of his ability to apply what we're teaching him, sit in on multiple different meetings, different you know, position groups, and be able to conceptualize it all, you know. So really fun to be able to work with him on a daily basis.
You're no stranger here now. How'd you feel the vibe was after, boy, you know, you look at the start of the season, it's a great roadmap, but now we got to finish. How was this week?
Yeah, I thought we had a really good week of practice, executed a lot better than we have in the past. I think, you know, we did some things that were good in the first half, and then, you know, we were really pretty inconsistent on third down, still kind of my emphasis as we look at it. But, you know, the exciting thing to me was that I don't care who you're playing, they prepare too. And there was two drives at the end of the half that we did a good job of executing in two-minute drills and got points in both situations. So that's a step in the right direction and understanding what we're doing and why we're doing it and the coaching points that we're giving the kids, and credit to them on executing. So it's a step in the right direction, you know. Like to be a glass half full kind of guy, but, you know, always something to work on.
Two things about the bye week. We'll let you go. Does it come at a good time right now? And what do you want to accomplish?
Yeah, I mean, comes at a great time. Get a chance to get some guys back, get them healthy, get them working, get them feeling really good. You know, but we want to make sure that we get some young guys developed, get them better, you know, get them to a position of feeling comfortable when they're out there, because now it's Valley Games and these things are really, really important. Not that they weren't before, but they have a really, you know, big implications. So your twos and your threes got to do a great job of getting better. You know, obviously your ones as well. But the bye week comes at a great time for us to get healthy and you know, get back to what we want to do and be a downhill physical running team that can take advantage of people in the play action pass world. So that'll be the emphasis as we move forward.
Well, fun game out there. Must have been fun to get back out on the field this season.
Yeah, it was super fun. Super fun to get out there with the guys and be able to make some plays to help us win.
So what is the role? You know, since the last time we talked to you, you were fighting for the starting job, you know. Mm-hmm. Take us through since then to tonight.
Yeah, it's pretty much just anything I can do to help contribute to winning on the field, basically. Whatever they need me to do and want me to do, I'm going to do it. I'm going to try to get better at it because I got a long way to go in a lot of areas. But I just want to continue to get better, and I'm just super excited and grateful for the opportunity.
Well, just from the looks of it out there, I've never seen you with two gloves on before, but I'm guessing there's some wrinkles in the offense that could be built for your skills. So did you go to Coach Frichte, or did they come to you with possible new role on this team?
I went to them, yeah. I went to them just – The idea kind of came from one of my buddies, and you know, I'm in my last year here too, so I was super grateful that the coaches, you know, they were excited about the idea, and you know, I got a long way to go, like I said, trying to get better at helping us out in those different aspects of the game, but I'm just really grateful for the opportunity from the coaches.
Well, it looks like it could be Wildcat. It looks like he could be handing it off. It looks like he could be throwing it on the run. Is that excite you to know that it could be a little different out there and to watch the defense really have no clue?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's exciting. Obviously, you know, the coaches are they're going to get really creative, I think, and they were creative this week, I thought, too. So definitely is going to be exciting to see in the future, I think.
Yeah. So has it just been the last couple weeks that these wrinkles have come in? Or?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, about 2 weeks now.
Yeah. How did you take the news after, you know, being a leader out there? And you're still a leader out here, but, you know, probably hard, but you found good out of it.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's obviously any time you work hard for something in anything in life and you don't get it, it's obviously tough news. But like I've said, you know, I feel like 100 times, like Jerry's like one of my best friends. Like I'm super happy for him, Javance. Like we're a really close group, and I really love those guys. And you know, it's just been it's been good. You know, it's been good. We got a good group. Even getting Jack on the field today, that was fun to see. So it's fun being with those guys.
Being a quarterback in this room the last couple of years with Coach Frichte, does that help you? Maybe you're lining up somewhere that you haven't spent a lot of time. Does that help knowing the offense?
Yeah, definitely. Obviously, a quarterback, you got to know everything. So from that aspect, it makes it easier. Obviously, there's little things that, you know, I've never done that we got to get better at. But it definitely helps, and like having him, you know, who's kind of played receiver and, you know, just seen a lot of different football, it's really helped because he's obviously a really smart football mind.
Let's talk about this team. You've been here a long time. Boy, two tough losses this year. Mm-hmm. But I think it showed fans and showed the rest of the country what kind of football is going to be played out of Grand Forks, North Dakota now. How do you feel the team did regrouping this week?
I felt like we did a good job. You know, obviously it was a tough loss out in Missoula last week, but you know, I felt like the guys, everyone came back, got to work and had, you know, three good practices and, you know, came out. And obviously some stuff we want to execute better at today, but it was a good one.
You feel it was a complete game? I mean, both sides of the ball. I think we were even in passing and rushing yards, special teams, scores,
a lot of big plays.
Defense. They really didn't want them past the 50 today. Was it a good vibe in the locker room going into the bye week?
Yeah, I think so. Obviously, a lot of big plays. I think special teams blocked like two punts, returned the kick. Offense, I felt like we played pretty well. Defense, they played really well. So it's a good vibe going into the bye week. I'm just trying to get better at stuff that we can control.
All right. Best of luck.
Appreciate it.
Okay. You know, really, other than one drive today that I can think of, pretty complete game by the defense. Would you say as a leader today, you could say that?
Yeah, you know, I'm really proud of the young guys. They got in when it was their turn. They came and held the standard up and didn't allow any touchdowns, so that was really good. The one touchdown came from a miscommunication error with all of us. We all just got to be on the same page on that. And we all talked about it though on the sideline and got it corrected, so that shouldn't happen again. But, yeah, like I said, the defense played a complete full game, and it was great to see the young guys get out there, fly around, and be able to uphold the same standard as the starters.
Talk about coming into this game, regrouping after last week. What was the tone like, and what did you guys want to do defensively this week?
The tone was just double down on your preparation. What we did last week wasn't good enough, and so we knew that, and we just had to go double it down. Coach Smith been preaching all week, where is your focus? Giving your focus to only things that matter, and that's just football. So, you know, we all just been in the film room and in practice just competing and going as hard as we can, because we knew that we got to take this seriously and we got to learn from our past mistakes, because at the end of the day, we've been close in a couple games now, but we got to learn how to finish, and I think today was a big step in learning how to do that.
Was that game last week a little harder to shake off, or you've been at it long enough you knew to get back to business?
Yeah, again, personally, I've been here for 5 years, so it was I just know I got to get back to business. It hurt really bad, and it hurt to see us lose after leading for like 58 minutes of that game, and, you know, that really hurts, especially as a leader. But at the end of the day, I've had the experience to know just shake that off, because either you're going to win or either you're going to learn or you're going to lose, and I just want to learn from everything and not let that derail our season, because you can let a loss kind of get in your head and derail everything. So just learning how to move on from that, I think, was really big for me this year, and I think I have done a great job of that.
Do you feel that could be the springboard this team needs to really come together now?
Yes, sir. We've been playing some really good football, even in the losses. And so I think that this was just a springboard to let us know that we could really play a whole complete game, and this is what we could do. And so I think everybody just getting locked in, getting ready for Valley play, to go out here and do the same thing in Valley play and conference play, so we can go out here and hopefully win the Missouri Valley.
Yeah, you got the bye week now. You know, it's been go, go, go since Coach Schmidt got here. Do you guys get a little time off?
I'm not exactly sure about that yet, but I know we'll definitely practice for 3 days at least next week, and then we'll probably get Friday, Saturday, Sunday off, but not really Sunday, actually, so probably just Friday and Saturday off, nothing too major, but he'll definitely get our bodies back. He's a real player's coach, and he's going to make sure that we get back healthy on this bye weekend, that we get back to full strength so we can go 100% at UNI.
Yeah, how has it been? You know, it's been does it feel more normal now that you're four games in?
Yeah, it feels like it's the regular season. It feels like everything's flying by. And so I'm just trying to cherish every moment. You know, it's my last year. I only got 12 or 11 guaranteed games. So just cherishing that and cherishing, even though it's moving fast, just, you know, locking it in and having fun with my teammates for this last one. And it's been a great experience. It's been great with Coach Schmidt. It's been great with the guys. And I couldn't be more excited to be a Fighting Hawk right now.
Yeah, what do you want to accomplish during this time off now?
During this time off, man, just get in the film room, really study our next opponent, learn what they're good at, what they're not good at, so we can go out there and play a full game, and just really focusing on the late game situations, the 2 minute and stuff like that, just so we can get stops and make sure we close out games here coming up, because we're going to need it when we play those talented teams in Valley play and beyond.
You felt like you got that done today at the first half?
Yes, sir. I feel like we got that done. We had a big stop coming out the half. That was really big to give our offense the ball back and have them get points. So that was really a big step. And we didn't have any 2 minute drill at the end of the game, so we couldn't really test that. But, you know, just we've been practicing that all week, practicing the situation in football and just getting better at it. So I'm really excited to see what that comes down to.
There are some guys banged up right now, but you guys have gone through different training now, the nutrition side. Yeah. How does your body feel right now compared to previous years?
Honestly, it feels great. You know, Coach Smith's put a lot into us, and he's, you know, the weight gain stuff has been really big, just to make sure we were able to handle the load of an entire season, stuff like that. The nutrition's been really big, just to kind of get my body back. And, you know, they really listen to me. They ask me all the time, how's your body feeling? We take daily surveys in the morning to tell them how we're feeling, so they know to taper practice down or if we can ramp it back up or just to do whatever. So I think they're really good at listening to us and kind of helping get our bodies back while also maintaining that high level of physicality.
Got to try out some of those new tubs, though, in the back room there.
Man, those are cold, man. Those are really cold, but they really help your body. They definitely get your legs back. But I will tell you, they're cold.
All right, man. Well, enjoy the time off, you know, reset and get ready for the Valley. We've enjoyed it.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you. Let's go get some more wins. Yes, sir.
Yeah,
appreciate you.